Recorded Books presents Nora Ephron at the Movies by Alana Kaplan. Narrated by Mara Wilson. Foreword by Jason Diamond. If you ever want to understand Nora Ephron and Nora Ephron movies, find a copy of the eulogy she read for her mother, the screenwriter Phoebe Ephron, in 1971. There, you'll read one of the earliest mentions of the Ephron family creed. Everything is copy. But you'll also notice she brings up two other important things throughout the tribute to her late mother, books and movies. When she was a girl, Phoebe would bring us books the way other mothers brought children toys or clothes or food. Her mother also wrote beautiful letters to Nora when she was apart from her daughter for whatever reason, travel, summer camp, etc., giving her little insights into the world she worked in, the goings-on of people who worked on the lot, and other little tidbits. Phoebe had an eye for detail and got the good gossip. She helped instill a love of literature in Nora, as well as an appreciation for movies and the world that made them. Today, it seems so obvious what Nora was going to do with her life simply because she did it. We can see her work. It's always going to be there. But there was also once a time when the idea of somebody, especially a woman, let's be honest here, going from Hollywood kid to big-time journalist to novelist and screenwriter to writing, producing, directing, sometimes all at once, some of the most iconic films ever, seemed pretty improbable. Yet, if anybody was truly born to make movies, it was Nora. Today, we might label her a Nepo baby, because she ultimately found her way into the industry her parents, her father Henry, co-wrote, among others, the 1957 Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn rom-com Desk Set, with Phoebe, worked in. But I've come to hate that term, especially for somebody like Nora. Writing was, and still is, the Ephron family trade, the way people used to learn to make horseshoes or tan leather and take over the family business. But unlike Phoebe and Henry, Nora initially made her name back in the 1960s, reporting and typing some of the wittiest essays that writers are still trying to match even today. Then, in 1983, priorities began to shift. That was the year her semi-autobiographical, but not too semi, novel, Heartburn, came out in the spring, and Silkwood, adapted for the screen by Nora and Alice Arlen, arrived in theaters a few weeks before Christmas. The film eventually hit the top of the box office, and Nora and Alice, along with director Mike Nichols and stars Meryl Streep and Cher, were nominated and lost at the Oscars. But really, who cares about awards? Nora was learning. She spent the next decade writing scripts and watching how other people directed until it was time to try yelling action herself. 1992's This Is My Life was her first actual time in the director's chair, but 1988's When Harry Met Sally, all due respect to the film's actual director, Rob Reiner, is when the phrase Nora Ephron movie became shorthand for something, like how we say Google it instead of type it into a search engine. Seriously, can you even think about that movie without Nora being involved? You may as well remove the sound. The dialogue, scenes, and that perfect blend of romance and comedy are so singular that, again, all due respect to Mr. Reiner, whom I love, only Nora could have created them. The movie features a murderer's row of talent, but Ephron had their characters so fleshed out that even today you're likely to hear Meg Ryan's name and think Sally Albright, or see somebody post a photo of Billy Crystal as Harry in his cable-knit sweater on their Instagram with a caption asking men what's stopping them from looking like that. God bless him, Billy Crystal wasn't meant to be a sex symbol, yet here we are. Bruno Kirby had a supporting role in The Godfather 2, but my guess is more people recall him for lines like, "You made a woman meow," or his fight to save that stupid Roy Rogers wagon wheel coffee table over any of the lines he delivered in Italian as the young Peter Clemenza. I'll give you that Carrie Fisher as Prince
Sample complete. Ready to continue?